With extremely local news now, Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely happy travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com. Seamus, I'm looking on your site on blockclubchicago.org at the South Shore Film Studio plan, and it looks like it's really going to be a major development on the South Shore. Give us the latest on that.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. Yeah, absolutely. This is called the Regal Mile Studios, and it's following the trend of building more and more TV and film production studios in Chicago, particularly on industrial land or unused land that people have dreamed about getting something up there and active. But this one looks like it's got a real good chance. The city's plan commission gave it the thumbs up. It's one of the key steps to getting it formal approval. It's about $70 million, and it's going to be at 1431 East 77th Street. So this is about Stony Island and 77th. There's some areas there that they've been trying to renovate. It's all vacant right now. And yeah, the idea is to get TV shows and some films there. The one of the brains behind this is a gentleman named Derek Dudley, South Shore native, and he's the producer of The Chi on Showtime. So he's got some clout, and he's got a dream for his neighborhood. And it would be part. The Regal Theater is nearby. It's not really affiliated with that, but it's lending its name to this project. A lot of people know the Regal, which is sort of deteriorating, and someday could be renovated. But this would be a brand new place. And there's one going up in Avondale as well right now, and in CineSpace, of course, in North Lawndale has been extremely busy and really sort of showed the way that you don't have to film your TV show in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Good for our city, for sure. This is Mackinac weekend, isn't it?
That's right. Today's the day of the race to Mackinac. It's the 333-mile trip across Lake Michigan. It's a great time for sailors to get out there and compete and really just sort of test themselves and test the lake and get out with their crew and their families. And it's a big year this year for the McCarthy family. Captain Gene McCarthy is going to be doing his 66th Mac, and that will break the record, or that will tie the record for most Macs ever. He's been doing this since 1953. He told our writer Seth Schwartz that he got a call the night before the Mac in 1953 and said, "Hey, can you make it tomorrow?" He was on the boat. He's been doing it for 66 years ever since. And he's got, it's great. His crew includes his daughter, Gail Turlock, and her son, Neil. So it's he's got family on the boat helping him out. And, 92 years old, he's going to turn 93 next week. And so he's just loving it. Says it's a great event and a great way to challenge yourself.
And Sunday's on State, looking good. Supposed to be sunny and 81. What'll be happening out there this weekend?
Right, they got a little rain for last week's inaugural Sunday on State, but it's looking much better. There's going to be DJs out there. There's going to be some. There's going to be a jazz ensemble. The Harold's Chicken that caught my eye. Walnut Room's going to have a booth out there. They're really trying to get people back out in the loop, particularly on State Street. This is a giant street fest where they'll shut down all the streets, and you can get out and walk around just like it used to be back in the days when you couldn't drive on State Street except for buses. Mm-hmm. So, it looks like a great time. I was walking State yesterday, and I was really amazed at how bustling it is nowadays. It felt like a ghost town not that long ago, but people are starting to come back, and it was kind of corny, but it felt really good just being downtown again and seeing all the places I remember growing up and admiring. So Sundays on State, 11 to 8 p.m.
Right. It's free, and they're going to have a drawing for a $1,000 loop staycation package. So good luck, Seamus.
There you go.
Yeah. We'll talk to you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.